Can you imagine being a startup company that happened to have an account at Silicon Valley Bank? That, of course, is the bank that failed in the last few days, prompting panic from clients trying to pull their money out. We have one on the line. Thomas Chalberg is co-founder and CEO of Genesense, which had its money in Silicon Valley Bank. Genesense is pursuing a gene therapy for osteoarthritis. Tom, welcome.
Thanks, Scott, and thanks for having me.
Your company, I understand, had more than $250,000 in Silicon Valley Bank. So when the meltdown first came, a lot of it was not insured. It was not guaranteed. So last week, when did you get word that things were going south at Silicon Valley Bank?
So when we first learned about this, it was Thursday about midday. And you know, we saw that the stock of Silicon Valley Bank was struggling, and that, you know, many companies and venture investors were recommending companies to either pull their money from Silicon Valley Bank or to open new accounts.
So were you worried when you got that word, can we get our money out? Can we meet payroll?
Absolutely. I mean, we immediately thought about what would happen if we could not access those funds. And that had to do with making payroll for our employees, it had to do with making payments to vendors. It also had to do with, in our case, you know, the ability to show co-funding for a recent award that we had received. We had to actually show available proof of funds as well.
Oh, wow. So what did you do late last week? Did you get in line to get your money out as soon as possible?
Well, you know, the very first thing we did was to start to establish new banking relationships. By the time we had, you know, moved to set up new accounts and those accounts were active, it was already Friday morning, and, you know, we had already received news that Silicon Valley Bank had been closed and the FDIC had moved to take possession of
the federal deposit, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation that insures some of your deposits.
That's correct. So at that point, we had to wait for news from FDIC to understand how to access those funds.
And so where are you now? The FDIC has come and the government has said it will protect, insure, not just the first 250,000 of accounts, but all of that. Right now, do you have the money, the cash you need to keep going day to day?
Well, thankfully, we were able to get new accounts open relatively quickly and then spent most of the day yesterday trying to access the actual wire interface at Silicon Valley Bank and be able to make that transfer.
Did it go through? I've read that some companies, the money hasn't gone through yet.
It did. It went through late in the day yesterday. And so we now have, you know, funding available at a new bank, and we've actually managed to link up our payroll provider as well and get that account verified.
Silicon Valley is a place known for risk and reward, where many people are proud of failing fast, as many say it. Did you, Tom, have any inkling that your bank would represent a big risk to your company?
Well, certainly not. I mean, I think most of us think about commercial banking as, you know, a standard service that we can really rely on. And I think most people who are operating small companies are really focused on innovation, on creating, you know, products that change the world. And so I think that was part of why Silicon Valley Bank was so important, is because it provided that stable part of the ecosystem to provide those commercial banking services to small companies.
Tom, as you're talking, you sound very calm. Have you been calm throughout?
Well, definitely have tried to stay calm. I think we've just tried to focus on, you know, how can we operate our company? How can we communicate most effectively with our stakeholders? Mm-hmm. And that included, obviously, the board of directors, our shareholders, our employees, and other critical partners.
As you know, Tom, there's an argument that the market should decide whether a good idea succeeds or fails, whether a startup succeeds or fails, and whether a bank should succeed or fail. So to people who argue we need to let poorly managed banks fail, what do you say?
Well, you know, that's certainly understandable that we don't want to create incentives for banks to take risks that result in sort of systemic catastrophe. And I think, you know, there were a lot of lessons learned from the global financial crisis in 2008, 2009. And certainly the depositors, the people who put their money in these banks, you know, need to have trust in the banking system. Otherwise, when that erodes, it can create, enormous problems, which is why the FDIC was created in the first place, and I think filled a very important function in this situation.
Finally, Tom, let me ask about your company. It works on gene therapy for osteoarthritis. This chapter, has it slowed down what you're doing, or are you still going at pace?
Not at all. I mean, I think we may have lost a few hours dealing with banking logistics, but, you know, certainly we're charging full steam ahead. Genesense is a gene therapy company focused on a new medicine for osteoarthritis. That's, you know, the leading cause of disability and the most prominent cause of joint pain, which impacts millions of Americans. So our company is now starting a new clinical trial, and we're excited about charging ahead and bringing this therapy closer to patients.
That is Thomas Chalberg, co-founder and CEO of Genesense, which had its money in Silicon Valley Bank. Tom, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Scott.